Mishnah Yom is for Thursday, the 20th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalad, on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in Chutz La'aretz. Perek Masechta Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Oisin Ma'ke La'gag V'lamir Peses. We are allowed on Chol HaMoed to make a fence around a roof and around a balcony, masahedyet, if it's not a professional job. For example, they didn't put cement with it. Avaloi mas in the between the bricks. Avaloi mas uman, but one cannot make a proper professional fence. Shot on Chol HaMoed. Shofin es hasdokin, one is allowed to plaster the cracks, plaster over the cracks in the roof so that water should not cause damage or leak through. Or magilinosen ba magela, one can roll them with a roller, the any of the cracks in over the roof in order to spread the plaster smoothly. By yod uvaregel, one can use one's hands or one's feet over the tiach, over the plaster, in order to spread it over the roof. Avaloba machlatzaim, one cannot use a trowel, or which is a proper professional tool used by builders where they smoothen the plaster. The Gemara has an interesting question. The Gemara says, once the Mishnah said you can use a magela, you can use a roller, then for sure you can use a hand or a foot. Hand or a foot is less professional than using a roller. The Mefarshim explain, in fact, that the Mishnah means only the foot or the hand may be used, and you can't use a roller. And what the Tana of the Mishnah is saying is as follows. One can rub over, or one can apply plaster over the cracks in a roof and roll over them as if you were using a magilla. In other words, roll over like using a professional roller, even though you're only using hand or feet. So basically, the Mishnah is telling us you can only use your hand or feet, even though it's going to be and it'll be like the magilla. But certainly one cannot use a trowel or a professional instrument. Hatsir. Tsir means the pivot of a door, that the door swings around. V'hatsinor, or the hole that the pivot of the door goes around. V'hakoira, or a beam above the door. V'hamanul, a lock. V'hamavtech, and a key. Shenishbro, any of these items that got broken, even that got broken on Erev Yom Tov, Masaklan b'moed, they can be fixed, definitely Chol HaMoed. That's clearly a malacha to stop or prevent a loss, because you can't leave doors open because they're going off it. Or eventually yichavin malachta b'moed, as long as he doesn't intentionally leave the job until Chol HaMoed, he leaves all the repairs and maintenance work for then, when he's free doing his normal work. V'chol kivoshin, and all pickles, things that the pickle... foods that get pickled in salt or vinegar, shehu yochel lechol men b'moed, if you'll still get a chance to eat from those pickles on Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov, kovshan, then you're allowed to pickle them on Chol HaMoed. But if it's only going to be ready after the Yom Tov, then you can't pickle it on Chol HaMoed. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Misha hafech hazeisav, a person who has turned over his olives. They used to store the olives, pile up the olives in a thing called a maton. It was a keli, a special instrument, in which the olives would stay to get heated, and basically soft. Then afterwards they would empty them out in a special tube made for that, or to turn them over in a tube that was made for that, in order that they should get soft. Really, really soft, and then they would put them into the press into the olive press to get the olive oil out. Now, if they don't put them into the Beis HaBad, if they don't put them into the olive press right after turning them over, they can become ruined. And that's why Mishnah says that one who has turned over the olives in the maton, in this big vessel that's used to hold the olives, and if he's turned it over and prepared them for the pressing them in the Beis HaBad, and then all of a sudden he gets hit with a tragedy, someone passes away and he's a novel. So he's not able to press the olives anymore, because an oval's not able to malacha. Or oinus, or some other extenuating circumstance happened where he was not able to press the olives. Or maybe the workers tricked him. They promised to come on time, or they promised to come to do the job, but they didn't come. And now, meantime, we've got Chol HaMoed came, Yom Tov came. toyen koira rishona. Says the Mishnah, he's allowed to load the first beam on the olives for the first time, so that a bit of the oil can escape from these olives, and you'll get a bit of the olive oil out, and you won't suffer such a big loss. Or manicha, then you leave the beam on the olives and let them, run from the beam that's on them now. Lachar moed, you leave it till after the chag, after Yom Tov. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. These Ragamar learns from our Mishnah that there are things which are mutter on Chol HaMoed to do, but even a novel can't do. A novel can't do it during his Avelos, during the Shiva. Other people can do it for him. Indeed, we learned in our Mishnah here that if an Avel occurred, if some mourning occurred, and therefore it was held up until Chol HaMoed, until the Yom Tov, then you can load the first beam on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. But during his Shiva, during the Avelis, he can't, even though you occur Roshana. Rabbi Yossi says, no. He says, you don't have to do such a thing. You can zoylef. You can just pour the olives over the olive press. Some say it means to, you can extract the oil from the boil, from the pit. Of a goymer, and you can conclude the pressing of the olives until you get all the oil out. Vegoff, and you can seal the barrel with the oil on it. Kedaka, in the normal way that you do it during the week. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is you can do these things because otherwise the losses would be sustained. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.